for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Of Jack Harris, Friday night, March the 24th, 1989, Passover Camp Meeting at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
Why anybody would want to follow God, or for the world I've pastored for 33 years, I've been in the ministry 37 years, oh, the ministry's been good to me. God's been gracious to me. I've been felt everywhere, and I found favor with people wherever I've gone. Hallelujah. God just shared the unsearchable riches with them, and they shared with me. We've fellowshipped around His great name, His great presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I were having to give it up tonight, I'd just have to declare it's been a good fight. Hallelujah. Amen. I've thoroughly been blessed by the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Seen many, many miracles. For the first few years I was in the ministry, I preached for decision. You know what I mean? Evangelistically. Evangelistic preaching. Get people saved. Yeah? You understand that phrase? Oh, and I don't know what people... I never kept no score. I seen one preacher told me he had... laid hands on 8,003 people, I believe it was. And they received the Holy Ghost. Isn't that amazing? Interesting, isn't it? That he would have kept such a close count. Well, I don't know how many came to get saved. But scores. I came. The book of my ministry was in East Texas. And there was a church every mile down the road, it seemed like. And I preached it all out. Yeah, like I say, I didn't ever wear a label, and I could preach for all of them, any of them, you know. I just preached the Bible, and I didn't fool with their cross-factions. Hallelujah, you know. I didn't ever get caught up in those controversies. Hallelujah. I didn't argue with them what you're supposed to say when you baptize somebody. I just baptize them. Hallelujah. Amen. And unless the Lord baptizes you, well, what difference does it make? I mean, you know, they'd have great church splits over big doctrine like that. And everybody, you know, back in the old days, we used to tarry for the Holy Ghost. You know, He taught us tarrying for the Holy Ghost. You know, because Jesus told the disciples to go tarry at Jerusalem. Of course, the Holy Ghost wasn't given. They'd have to tarry until it failed. But after it failed, I don't think the command to tarry would be in effect anymore, you know, just receive it. But anyway, we tarried. Well, I tarried a long time. It took me 3 or 4 months tarrying and them tarrying me. Yeah, I didn't know what to do. Yeah. But I finally received the baptism. But there was a lot of people that sought the baptism a long time, never would receive it. And finally, they'd receive it maybe at home or somewhere. And every time one of them would receive it some peculiar way, they'd come back to church and testify to them that hadn't received it and tell them how they did it. The thought is that if you'll do like I did, you'll get the Holy Ghost. Well, there was this one fellow that he had been seeking the baptism for a long time. He couldn't get it. He'd just get the stammering tongue and lips, you know, and he couldn't get the Holy Ghost. So he run a dairy, and he'd go drive the cows up every evening to milk them. And, you know, he'd bring them down a lane. You know what a lane is. And about halfway down that lane was a big oak tree with a big limb out over that swung plumb out over the lane. Yeah, you know, it was a great big limb, this big around. And as he drove them cattle in that lane, he said that the Spirit spoke to him and told him to get under the fence, go around out cows. They just trotting down through there anyhow. And climb that tree and crawl out on that limb over the lane. And when them cows come under, he'd receive the Holy Ghost. So he runs and goes through the fence, climbs the tree, gets out on the limb. Cows come under. And when the cows come under, he finds that he's speaking in a heavenly language. He had indeed received the Holy Ghost. So he went around telling everybody that if you want to receive the Holy Ghost. Well, I was telling that one place, and the lady come to me after the service and said, "Brother Jack, I got another one." Said, "I received the Holy Ghost singing in the bathtub." And I said, "Well, be quiet and don't tell nobody. I'm starting another denomination." Hallelujah. But everybody thinks you're, you know, Martha's fault. It sounds like Jesus is scolding Martha, you know, when she's encumbered about many things. And Mary is worshiping the Lord at his feet. Mary's problem, her trouble was, her fault wasn't that she was doing anything wrong. Her fault wasn't in what she was doing. Her fault was that she thought everybody else ought to be doing what she was doing. And that's not the way it is it? He gave to one this gift, another this gift. To another one he says, "Go here." To another he says, "Go there." We are a whole body. If the whole body were a hand, wouldn't it be an unusual body, to say the least? We are all one. People try to aspire to greatness. You want to know what the greatest man or woman in the kingdom of God is? They are a part of the whole. And if you want to know what the least one is in the kingdom of God, I'll tell you what they are. They are a part of the whole. Hallelujah. And together we are one. Hallelujah. Oh, I cherish the thought of him expanding his life in and through me. And through you, until we be fashioned in his likeness. When I mentioned a while ago, I might clarify this thought. I don't think that I did. I said that if I went by the way of the grave, I would rise in the first resurrection. I use the type of the ark, but I'm saying that my spirit is well able to be preserved until the tabernacle is raised again. And when he comes back, my spirit would come with him, and when it comes down on that old red hill over there, Clay Hill, this body will be caught up to be reunited with my spirit as the ark was placed back in the tabernacle when it was raised. And then instantly, this body will be changed like unto his glorious body. So you see, we have no permanent dwelling place here. No matter... You know, sometimes you can get real comfortable. Everything's going good. Church is doing good. And everybody's getting along. And you've got plenty of money. And your children are, you know, they're doing good. And you just get plumb comfortable. And then, boom, something happens to jar you out of that comfortable position. And to really bring you into a state of devastation. You know what that is for? To remind us always that this is not our rest. Hallelujah. This is not our rest. Hallelujah. Our rest is in Him. In Him. Oh, praise God forever. Our God reigns. He's clothed with majesty. He's clothed with strength whereof he girdeth himself. The earth is established that it cannot be moved. Thy throne, O Lord, is established of old. The floods have lifted up their voices. The floods have lifted up their waves. But the Lord God on high is mightier than the voices of many waters. That means he's mightier than public opinion. He is mightier than the waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure, and holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's pray. Praise the Lord, Heavenly Father. My Lord and our God, great God, just now, I invoke the choicest blessings from heaven for this people that have been under the sound of our voice tonight. My, for this fellowship, I am so thankful, Lord. Thanking you again for this Bible camp, Lord. And this staff that runs it, O Lord. I invoke choice blessings on them, not only for the time that we are here with them, but for all of the time, Lord, day after day. My Lord, and that you'll give them wisdom. And I know that you'll give them wisdom to seek you for the grace that will be needed to execute the vision that Brother Miller had years ago. Hallelujah. My Lord, as it is being fulfilled line upon line, a precept upon precept, a little here and a little there. And my Lord, may that progression continue under the blessings of the Almighty. I tell you, my Lord, that I'm thankful to you tonight for this people. My, what a great people it is. I pray that you'd seal this word to our spirit. Lord, if I've said anything that will not be profitable, I pray that you'd just strike it from our memory before we leave the tabernacle. But if all that I've said that will be profitable to us in our pursuit to the kingdom, I ask you to preserve it in our memory forever. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I see the angel of the Lord over you, Kevin. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Oh, I see the angel of the Lord over you right now. Right now. And he's pouring into thee a fresh anointing. Yea, and as he pours into thee a fresh anointing, it is pouring in on an anointing, a fresh anointing that already has been distilled in you, saith the Lord. Yea, I tell you, I'm moving deeply in your spirit, Kevin, the Lord would say. Deep has called unto deep. I tell you, when I get ready to build a house, I know how to construct it, saith the Lord, thou God. Yea, I shall build thee into my house, saith the Lord, thou God. But if thou not know that I am looking, yea, I am seeking, yea, and I will have a dwelling place, and I shall dwell in your spirit and in your being. I tell you, you are never again going to be the same, for the Lord hath moved on you with a gracious proportion of his spirit, saith the Lord. Yea, and you have, the blessings of the Lord is upon thee. Yea, divine guidance cometh to thee, saith, yea, know, my son, that I have guided thee by my divine, to my divine directions, even when you were unaware of it, to bring you to this place and to this hour, saith the Lord, thou God, and to this spirit and to this attitude. I tell you, my son, I am pleased with this spirit and this attitude, and this anointing will refresh you day after day. Yea, and the newness will not soon go away, saith the Lord, thou God, but it shall be retained by you, to preserve thee in all of your ways. I shall bless you, in all of your endeavors. Only look to me, and not to the left, to the right, but look to the Lord of glory, and thou shalt be blessed above many that would be your equal on any other plateau, saith the Lord thou God. It is what the Lord doth that will count for eternity, saith the Lord. Yea, thou must grasp the undergirding eternal arms that undergirds thee. Yea, and thou shalt be strong in the spirit, saith the Lord. Yea, as surely as the Lord liveth, I have moved in your spirit and in your heart, in your life, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. I see the angel of the Lord over you, my brother. Hallelujah. I tell you that an expansion, yea, enlargement comes. to your spirit. Enlargement comes to your mentality, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, I'm moving in and through thee, saith the Lord. I am very interested, saith the Lord, in what I can perform through thee. Yea, look, and you shall see that you are grasping lower. You are grasping deeper. You are being enlarged. Deep is calling unto deep, and you're being shaken. Yea, and it is a good shaking, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, for I shall shake thee into a firm establishment, for I have good plans for you, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, there is much work that remaineth to be done, and I'm going to be calling on you, saith the Lord God. I'm going to be designating you and directing and guiding you, saith the Lord thou God. And you shall surely know that the voice of the Lord hath come unto thee. Yea, thou being my minister, thou knowest these things, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, but I would have the prophet, yea, to confirm even that you feel in your spirit and in your heart. Yea, what your hand binds to do, therefore you shall do it with all of your might. Yea, and thou shalt be established in the house of the Lord, saith the God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the lovely, 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 lovely Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, great God. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. See, the angel of the Lord has paid you a visit. My sister, what's your name?
Fern.
My Lord and our God. Oh, hallelujah. The blessings of the Lord be on you. My Lord and our God. Oh, you are blessed of the Lord. Yeah, yeah. And the Lord purposes, to speak heart in a deep direction. Ah, yes, saith the Lord. The Lord purposes, to get your attention. Yea, to make you very conscious of his presence. Yea, for the Lord doth desire to speak to thee, yea, to fellowship with thee on a frequent, saith the Lord. Yea, I would exhort to thee to meditate on me, saith the Lord thou God, and see what the riches of the Lord shall establish in thee, saith the Lord. Yea, for thou can be great in my kingdom. Yea, I shall put a great spirit of love. Yea, and of understanding, yea, and ministry in your spirit. You can be a blessing to those that you come in contact with. For the Lord has spoken, and who is he that can gainsay what saith the Lord? Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is this your name? Thank you. What's your name?
Hugh.
Hugh?
Mildred.
Hugh and Mildred. Where are y'all from?
Mississippi.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I see the angel of the Lord over you. And, oh, praise the Lord. And I'm getting direction here. Thank the Lord. The angel of the Lord is resting just over you here, just slightly to the rear and overhead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And deep calleth unto deep. Yea, you're being stirred to the depth of your spirit. I tell you that from the depth and the height of the throne, I'm calling to the deep, deep depth of your inmost being. Yea, that I shall begin to do a work in you if you will coordinate with my inworkings, that will bring you to a place that you have not even dreamed of, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, I shall bring knowledge upon knowledge. Yea, understanding upon understanding. Yea, shall come unto thee. I shall cause thee to retain that thou dost receive through the study of my word. Yea, through the preaching, through the teaching of that thou dost hear. Yea, thou shalt learn a new art of retaining, for the Lord thou God hath anointed thee with a fresh anointing. Night, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God forever. Praise the lovely Lord. Praise the Lord. Have I ministered to y'all before? Would you let me know your hand? Yeah, praise the Lord. The angel of the Lord comes to you. Hallelujah. Oh, is this your wife? Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God forever. Hallelujah. I tell you that the blessings of the Lord doth enshroud you tonight. I tell you, saith the Lord, that I've looked deep into your heart and into your spirit, yea, and I've seen the longing. Yea, I heard the cry of your heart even this night, saith the Lord. Yea, even as a deep truth was peeled, and offered to you. Yea, your spirit just gulped it up, and this is good, saith the Lord. For I seen the deep hungering, yea, and blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after my righteousness, for I shall surely see that they are filled, saith the Lord, thou God. I shall fill thee to the utmost, yea, if thou shalt continue with a tender heart. And a quickened conscience, saith the Lord, thou God. Thou shalt appear in my presence often, and I shall appear in your presence as often, saith the Lord, thou God. And thou shalt know fellowship with me that you've not known before. Yea, and your fellowship one with the other is going to be increased. Saith the Lord, thou God. Yea, and your love one to another is being strengthened and enlarged. Even now, I tell you, I am directing good things toward you, saith the Lord, thou God. Yea, I have good intents for you. Yea, coordinate with my intents, saith the Lord, thou God, and respond unto my calling. And I tell you, the limitations shall be expanded away out yonder. Yea, and thou shalt walk with the Lord in white, as it were, in the beauty of holiness. And I shall frequently speak with thee, saith the Lord. Yea, I shall give you another word, and then another word. Yea, and thou shalt know of a truth, that you are chosen of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God forever. Oh, thank the lovely Lord. Thank the Lord. Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, praise our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise, let's give him a great big praise offering. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the lovely Lord. Thank God forever.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He was my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust.